Welcome, everybody, to today's show. This is an encore show beginning of the week. And we go back to our pandemic, our early pandemic days. I don't know, for some reason, I'm fascinated with these shows. And this one, David G. Hall gives the thumbs down on a proposed Lang Delton show. Plus, Don Mixa was on, and he explains what he's called B.O.B. and full stink, full stink optima. Chris Norton talks about the strength. Chris Norton talks about the strength of his immune system. You got me, baby. Let's check it out. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, today's encore presentation from March of 2020.
Yes, welcome everyone to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, along with General Galen Shaw, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard and Phil, as we shelter in place here at the El Pacifico Studios.
Right, Margaret and the gang are here, although, Margaret, you have your own living arrangements.
That's right, and we don't have to go into that.
I guess Margaret knows some people on the beach here. In general, you do, too. So you don't expect me to stay here, do you? All right, so we're just letting people know. You guys are close by. I'm within walking distance.
As am I.
I like it here.
Yeah, we're staying here. So, yeah, Robert and Bud are here, and I'm staying at my house. We're here at the El Pacifico Studios here. And where is El Pacifico Studio? Where are the El Pacifico Studios? We're located in Ventura County, and we're just a little bit north of the Los Angeles thing, which is down there, and we're here, and, you know, like that.
I saw something about Ventura County today. These are your old stomping grounds, aren't they, Phil?
Right here, see?
Right?
I got it. I see it, Margaret. Thank you.
No, I don't. Right there.
Right here, Phil. Lake Kachuma.
Here, I got it.
What are you guys doing?
Hold on. Lake Hecatomba. And then Lamlin.
Yeah. No, it's Lake Kachuma and Yalama State Beach. Wow. Can't you read too good?
Dude, does that say Kachuma?
No, it says Kachuma. Okay?
Well, all right, Phil. God, it says Kachuma.
That's exactly... Those are two places that are very near and dear to me as a kid. Lake Kachuma is where I went bass. That's my father taught me how to fish at Lake Kachuma. And we used to go there bass fishing. And
is this going to be a long down memory lane?
Yeah, it will be, General. All right, I'm fooling around. And then Yalama, oh my God, Yalama State Beach is the most spectacular beach I've ever been to. I've been to a lot of beaches, but as a California beach, Yalama State Beach, it's like you go back in time. There's no, the last time I was at Yalama was many, many years ago, but there's no buildings, there's no evidence of mankind anywhere. And you walk down that beach, it feels like forever. And all you see are the cliffs and the ocean. And it's as if, seriously...
It's as if you're like, what was the, Bud, you were...
Yeah, Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, what about that? Remember when he said they blew it up? Well, okay, it's not quite... I don't feel apocalyptic when I'm walking... But that's a great place. And both places are now off-limits for camping. You can still go there...
You can go there for take a day picnic, right?
Yeah, you can go there for a picnic, but they won't let you spend the night there. The state of California. The governor just said we got to stay put. So,
no, that doesn't mean we can't move, right? Yeah, are we supposed to stay here?
Well, what do you think it means? Yes, you got to stay. You can go to the market and go, you know, you can, essential things you can do. And Patsy, you know, might as well tell him, we've rented a house down on the beach here. Patsy got it right near that little corner store, so you guys are set up.
Well, you know, there are some good conveniences here at the El Pacifico.
Hey.
What are you guys doing?
I don't know. I'm here, you know. Basically eating what's in the refrigerator, or you go down to the store.
All right, so everybody's cool. Welcome to the program here, folks. Yeah, so that's Lake Kachuma, and
you've learned how to fish there, huh?
Well, I'm not a good fisherman, but to the extent that I know how to do it, I learned it there. Bass fishing, and then we used to go to Lake Isabella.
Were you mostly a freshwater guy, or you go, you know?
Hey, General, what's with you?
No, I just want to know what kind of a sportsman you were, you know.
You don't strike us as much of an outdoorsman, Phil.
If you're asking me, did I hunt, no.
Okay, Phil.
No, I didn't go hunting, and what little intrusion into the wildlife of the world I did was, yeah, fishing. And I don't do that anymore. And, well, whatever, would you ever go...
Phil, seriously, would you ever go deep-sea fishing?
No, I would not.
Why is that?
Because I don't want to catch those animals, because the sight of a beautiful sailfish or marlin straining against someone's goddamned fishing pole pisses me off.
Wow.
So you're getting very militant in your animal rights.
No, I'm not getting militant. I'm not going to do anything about it. Just, it angers me to see an animal struggling for its life. Doesn't it?
Well, it is sad.
Yeah, doesn't it sadden you to see there's an animal fighting for its very life? And meanwhile, it's on TV there with American Sports. Wow, take a look at this marlin. I'm done with that shit, man. I ain't on some campaign. I'm not trying to change the laws. You know,
Phil, that was almost musical. I ain't on some campaign. I'm not trying to change the laws.
I don't want to kill them.
I was doing it, and he butts in.
Wait. Go ahead.
Which one?
Margaret was singing it beautifully, bud. We don't need you.
God damn.
I ain't on some campaign.
You ain't on a campaign.
Would you shut it up?
Bud.
I ain't on some campaign to... What was it?
I'm not on some campaign to change all the laws.
I'm not on some campaign to change all the laws to make it against the law.
Too difficult, huh?
Much too difficult.
All right, and I didn't ask her to do that. Hi, folks. Well, welcome to the...
Who's her?
I didn't ask Margaret to do that. Welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, I have to call my new girlfriend. Get a load of this guy. So we better get the show done. He's got to call his girlfriend.
God, Phil, you went,
I said I'd call her. But we do have today... We got to address some things from yesterday, first of all. We ran a best of, not yesterday, but last, we ran a best of last week.
No, this is from yesterday. This is about Lang Delton. Let me do this. Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. This is about Lang Delton. Yes, Lang Delton, the man that I believe in. I really believe in his talent. And we're awaiting a phone call here from David Hall. Bud,
I'm standing by.
All right. I am very, very, I can't tell you how excited I am possibly for Lang. And to hear from David Hall, is that him?
Yeah, I got David Hall. David? Yeah. A beanie.
Will you stop it, bud?
I'm sorry.
Hey, David.
Yeah, I'm right here.
David, it's Margaret, and I know you've been, I know that you've been listening to the tape from yesterday's show.
I did, yeah. I did listen, and I thank you, Phil, for making it my decision.
I felt that you should.
I don't like this at all. Well, hold on, Margaret.
Margaret, now listen. Phil asked me to make the decision. You know, it's Phil's decision to make, but he asked me to make the decision.
Wait a minute. Would it have been different with you, Phil?
I don't know what he's going to say. I can guess, I guess, by the tone of your voice.
I don't think Lang Delton...
You got to be kidding me.
Margaret, are you... No, you got to be kidding me. A guy that plays mouth orchestra?
I tried to tell her...
All right, hold on. Hold on, General.
General...
You're telling me that Lang, he's one of the most unique...
Margaret, please, understand. The guy's going... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What do we do with that? Where do we go with that?
I thought you could throw a couple of bucks behind the kid.
I mean, hush.
So, I want to know now, you, Phil Henry, would you have put him on the air?
Phil's going to say yes because he thinks it's funny.
Is that right, Phil?
Go on, tell her.
Yes, that's right.
So you finally did it, didn't you? Stabbed me in the back.
Margaret, that's not a stab in the back.
You stabbed me in the back. You had him on this program.
Margaret, come on. Let's say the guy's got talent, okay?
He does have talent.
Yes, he's got talent. He's got talent for the mouth orchestra. He's got talent for mouth banjo. Jesus H.
Now this whole thing's going to devolve into who plays what with their mouth.
Well, you want to lead it off?
I had to kick your old tired ass for that.
Wait a minute now. Hold on now. General, that was uncalled for. She teased it up. What do you want me to do? Look at, David.
You almost call me General Shaw.
Don't ever make that mistake. David, so Lang Delton, yes, I thought there was some novelty. I didn't say he was funny, Margaret. I thought he was novel.
Yeah, okay, Phil, whatever. Yeah, Phil said it was novel.
No, that's all right. I know what this is about. You stuck it in and you broke it off.
Margaret, what did you think I was going to do with Lang Delton? A guy that's going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- right up your anus.
Margaret!
Where are you going, Margaret?
I'm taking a walk, if you don't mind.
All right, David, now what?
Now, what do you mean, now what? You made the decision. Are you going to have that guy on?
I can have him on. I didn't want to...
You don't want him as part of the show, right?
No, man, like a regular part of the show, no.
All right, she wanted me to throw a couple of bucks behind him, you know, from Siempre Incorporated, the Phil Henry Show. And maybe we can get Throb City. Is Chris Norton coming on?
He might come on. We heard, what, Bud?
I think Chris Norton may come on or maybe not. I don't know.
Well, that's so definite. Thank you, bud. I can always relate.
You think Throb City's going to throw a few bucks behind Lang Delton? Why?
I thought maybe they'd put him in some of his stuff in one of his movies or something. I don't know.
I want in on this. Let me tell you something about Kritznor. He's got no movie coming out, and he doesn't have a few bucks to put behind Lang Delton. I thought, David, you could put some money behind him. Put him out on tour.
Out on tour where? I mean, where do you put a guy?
You know, you guys act like little boys when all of a sudden you're faced with some problem that...
Margaret, you know, I will give you that. It's unique.
You called it a novelty act, right?
Yeah, Phil called it a novelty act.
That generally means it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't need you clowns telling me that, okay?
All right, I did say it was a novelty act. When the guy's going, da-da-da-da-da-da, hey, baby, da-da, he takes 15 seconds to write the songs.
So what? I think Lang's material is stronger at 15 seconds than some of these dudes, some of these, you know, high chaparral dudes with their fancy boots, their fancy haircuts.
What are you talking? What is she talking about now?
You think this is bunkhouse? We're talking about something serious.
No, it's not I think he does better than a lot of these modern songwriters.
Isn't he a modern songwriter?
Isn't he a modern songwriter?
Have another drink, Phil.
I'm stone cold sober. Okay, Margaret, that's what we decided.
Well, you decided this, David. Phil didn't.
I decided because Phil didn't have the gut. I mean, Phil asked me.
Aha, that's it.
No. Phil asked me to make the decision, and I did. And, you know, I mean...
I'm sorry.
Well, I've got Lang calling in.
Yeah, I got Lang Delton now on line number two.
Oh, great. I gotta get going.
No, you're not going anyplace, man. You made that decision.
Come on, David, hang around. Yeah, Lang Delton on line two. And, I don't know, Mr. Helton?
Yeah, Lang Delton here.
Hi, Lang. It's Margaret. And, I wanted to make sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, Lang, it's David Hall. I'm, the assistant. Program manager at the,
You're the guy who makes the, you're the vice president of syndication?
Yeah.
I'm right now at the club here in Laguna Beach, Phil. I can't...
Look, I'll sign off, Phil.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that. I can't even freaking hear Lang. David G. Hall signing off here on the Phil Hendry Show. Okay, Lang, we hear you now. That was pretty loud. You're letting David Hall off the hook, huh? I can't hear him. If you can call David... When he gets home, I want him... Call David when he gets home, okay?
So I really want to, first of all, say, Mr. Henry, thanks a lot for allowing me to be on your program to be talking about this.
Lang, it's bad news.
And what is?
They're not going to put you on the show.
I mean,
Well, why'd you have me call in while are you doing your show right now, right?
Yes, I am.
So you had me call in while you're doing your show to humiliate me, and that's what you did, right?
Well, Mr. Dillon, that's partly my fault.
Who's this? Is this Dickman?
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman. And
partly my, this is Robert Leonard, Mr. Dillon.
Well, these are the two monkeys that told me to call in.
And why did you say to call in now?
Guys, I thought it would make for an entertainment event.
Yeah, we thought...
Well, so you guys want to hold me up to ridicule. I just found out that my show is not going to be on. The Lang Delton, sheltering at your place. God, I can't breathe.
Come on now, Lang. This is General Shaw. I know you can do better. You did a great job.
I never heard of you. I'm telling...
Well, you better have heard. I'm on the show, too. Lang, it's Phil Hendry. Put this all off on me, okay? I just said I don't think...
Can't use my show. I work my ass off.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, okay. I'm just having a hard time breathing. I'm down here. Look at this. Elmerelda, what's her name?
Emeralda, what is that? Wheeler?
Yeah, Emeralda Wheeler's down. I'm looking at her. And I got the dean. Well, they asked me to come down and check her out. I want to see if she be in my act. I'm trying to do the thing.
I don't know. I didn't understand that. What?
I want to know if this Emeralda Wheeler, I can use her in my act.
Is Dean there?
Yeah, Dean. Who is it? It's Phil Hendry? I don't have to. Dean Wheeler's here. That's his wife is on stage.
So he doesn't have time for me, huh?
You know, it's Phil Hendry. What about it? No.
Okay, so anyway, Lang, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. We've had you on a couple times. I'd love to have you on again, but I can't make you a regular member of the cast because I don't know where I would put you, pal. I just, you know.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I'm sorry, Lang.
No. What happened? He's not putting me on the show.
Hey, get him. I want to talk to him, okay?
What?
I want to talk to Dean. It's Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry again.
Get Dean here now on that phone.
He's demanding. Fuck off.
What is that about? I don't know. I'm going to tell you something right now, man. That guy Wheeler, and I haven't had him on that much.
I don't know what bug got up his ass, but...
All right, Tom Dofka is also weighing in on this. I wanted to have Lang on the show so I could hear him, so he could react to... Tom Dofka is with us, the program consultant here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. And Tom, you heard a little bit of that, did you?
Well, I heard then, you know, you do what you got to do. I'm surprised you made the decision that you made, Phil, because I don't like that guy. I don't like what he does.
But you were on his show.
I was on his show because I want to lend some credibility to what he's doing, you know. But that whole thing about I'm Lang Dalton, yeah, he did a coronavirus. Then he did the mouth.
Well, you were on the show yourself, Tom, and you were contributing. Now all of a sudden you're saying what?
I'm not saying nothing all of a sudden. I'm saying it sucked then, it sucks now.
Well, how come you're so enthusiastic?
Yeah, you were on there. You were enthusiastically going, you know, the whole thing about Miley Cyrus.
Because they wanted me to do it. Because they wanted me to... you know, I've been a part of an act before, but the fact is, as I was, you know, listening to it, I said, this sucks so hard and so good that it almost feels good. You know what I'm saying, Phil? When you listen to something that's sucking so good, you go, yeah, you know, but you don't want to be there. I don't know if you know what I'm saying.
No, of course I don't know what you're saying, Tom. But that's one of the reasons why I've never hired you. Nobody understands a gut.
A gut? You're going to say the GD. You know something, Henry? The world of radio, it was never for you.
You're right about that. You're right about that.
So you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you. The world of radio was never for me.
Wow. You did one of the most original radio shows there. Now you're saying it wasn't.
You just said it.
Hey, Dovka, you just said it to Phil. He didn't come up with that out of the blue.
What are you all upset? His grandfather something?
You want to know what? Oh, man.
Yeah, look at this. Hey, Grandpa, let's come on over here.
Tom, the minute you and I got in the same room and I started squaring off on you, you'd have a heart attack.
Well, it depends on what you mean by squaring off, you know.
Well, how about that whole thing? It sucks so hard, it feels good.
What about it?
Yeah, what does that mean exactly, man? So, in other words,
maybe you put stuff on the air that sucks so hard because you want to feel it.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking? Every time I come on your program, Henry.
Didn't you just say that, man? Didn't you say it sucked so hard, it almost feels good?
What?
The Lang Delton Show?
I say, okay, now you're going to make it sound like I got a thing for Lang Delton.
No, you... All right, so, Tom, you gave it the big thumbs down, right?
Yeah, I gave it a thumbs down. I gave it the big thumbs down. I gave it the big thumb... Shit.
The thumbs down, man.
I gave it the big...
I don't need to hear any more of his garbage. World famous Phil Henry Show. Jesus, man. Do we have Don Mixa coming up?
We have Don Mixa, and we also have... Don Mixa is going to be coming up to talk a little bit about sheltering in place. And then we also have Chris Norton.
And Chris Norton is on about... He's talking about coronavirus. Chris Norton's talking about coronavirus.
Yeah, in terms of what's going on with the adult film industry and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be real good. Okay, we'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show right after this.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Brockters. Brockters neckties, bow ties, those real nice string ties, and cowboy hats, cowboy boots, belt buckles, and sidearms. Brockters. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Just come to Brockters. You'll walk out looking like Wyatt Earp. Brockters in Honolulu, Hawaii. Brockters. The cowboy shop for the Hawaiian in you. If you feel Hawaiian, maybe you look Hawaiian. Maybe you look Hawaiian, but you came from California where you probably looked Hawaiian. Or maybe you just look like what you look like, and you're Hawaiian. Brockters is for you. Put on the cowboy hat, the string tie, the belt buckle, the sidearms, I forget all the things, and look like you just wheeled out of a saloon out there under the high desert of
Hilo, Hawaii.
That's Brockters. Thank you, Ms. Gray.
You're welcome.
Brockters in Honolulu. Come to Brockters for all your cowboy needs on the Hawaiian Islands.
Brockters!
Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
We're sheltering in place.
And here's Mr. Henry.
Boy, I don't know about the levels on this show today, man. They've been all over the goddamn, all over the road here. Don Mixa, as you know, has done a lot of investigative reporting for us, but he's also been on our show giving us his opinions on the past, present, and future. And we have Don Mixa on our newsmaker line right now. And Don, right now you're at the gym, right?
I am at the gym, yeah.
Okay, so they haven't closed that?
Well, this is a semi-private club. There's a lot of guys in here.
The point is, and the reason why I'm here at the gym is I'm not really using it. I just wanted to give you some of the ambiance of what's happening.
Now, are you in Seattle?
You're in Seattle, Don. You're way up near the ground zero of this terrible thing.
That is correct, yeah. What I'm basically trying to say to you, Phil, is that you'll know among the many ways you can tell if someone's been sheltering in place is the... I'm going to come right out and say it, is the way they... A lot of people have knocked me for my breath, but you know someone's been sheltering in place if they have that B.O., coming off of them. And I can tell you, here in Seattle, when I do walk near people, just the rare people that are out, you can smell the B.O. coming off of them. And
the B.O.? You're talking about body odor.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, why would that mean they've been sheltering in place?
Yeah, they think you'd take a shower at the house.
Well, that is true, but it is human nature. If you are locked up inside a house for a long period of time, generally you're not gonna shower that much because you figure, well, who am I going to offend? And then the B.O. Begins, and there's a sort of a, there's a what is called a B.O.B. That's a B.O. border. And it's used in science where you stop smelling yourself, and you could freak to high heaven, and then you walk outside.
You know, we encountered that in the Army a lot. You know, you'd be out on maneuvers for days and days, and the next thing you know, it's like, who did it? Who did it in his pants?
No, you forgot you hadn't showered.
Yeah, you forgot you hadn't showered.
Exactly. Well, that is similar to that. It's called B.O.B. and these kinds of things, the B.O. border. It's what I named it because I was doing some research on it for an engineering class at University of Washington, that you're in your house and you're sheltering in place. Okay, Phil?
Right.
And then you say, well, I'm not going anyplace.
So you decide you're not going to shower because you're not going to be around other people.
Yeah, not going to be around. Now, yeah, your family members are there, your children, your aunts, your uncles, but they all are engaged in the same kind of process, and so they eventually have the stink. So they eventually reach what is called FS, which is full stink. And full...
What is with this name, full stink?
Just what I said, full stink.
And B.O.B.
Yeah, B.O. border. The B.O. border is broken, and you reach full stink optima.
And okay, that's optimum or...
No, optima.
What does that mean?
It's a word I made up because it goes beyond optimum.
So I'm in my house, and I'm not going out, and I stink to high heaven, and then I go out, and Don Mixis smells me. What is your conclusion?
My conclusion is you have been sheltering in place as per the orders of the governor of the state. And I would say, this guy's okay, because what happened with Chewy Winston and some of the other guys from the city, they said, well, how are we going to know that people are staying in their homes? I walked behind, and we simulated this. We went through two different studies, and the data that we have is that I would walk behind and go, this one's good. And the human instinct is that when this one's good, you say it's ripe, like, for instance, a piece of fruit. And indeed, it worked. I'd say, this one's good. Everyone would say, okay, let's back away because there's a stink coming off of that.
These are real people?
No, they were just test subjects. But today, though, I was walking not too far from my home, and I walked right by a lady went the other way, and I just went ahead and went, you know, and I took a big, deep breath, and I remember my eyes watered. I felt a kind of almost like a shooting pain through my eyeballs, and boy, I'm remembering it now.
Not good, huh? But I guess she was sheltering in place?
I would say so. She had...
Was it FSO?
Okay.
Yeah, Don, they've been doing this all morning, by the way.
No, every time I'm on the show.
No, man, did you not say FSO?
I said full stink optima.
Full stink optima.
Shit.
Yeah, but you said B.O.B.
B.O., the B.O. border is the level of stench. All right, Phil, if you're curious, you know what?
No, I'm not making fun, but it makes fun of itself. When you said FSOBOB, what's the difference, man?
You hit BOB first. When you break through BO border, you get to full stink optima.
I don't know, man. That whole optima.
That's the word.
And you invented that.
I came up with that.
Don, this is what they do. They laugh at you behind your back when you're not here.
And they say things.
Oh, they'll say, there he goes, ass mouth or ass breath.
Well, I know, I've been getting that for years.
Now, hold on, Margaret. Don, we don't know what B.O. border means. Now we do. Now, we didn't know what FSO was. Now we know it's full stink optimum.
Full stink. Optima.
Okay, man. Full stink Optima. Your word.
Thanks very much.
Can't hang up.
Yeah,
all right, Don, we'll let you go.
No, it's all right. I'll just hang here and be humiliated for the rest of the thing.
All right, you don't want to hang up.
No, I'd like to listen to how you just... I'll sit over here.
So you want to be humiliated?
Yeah, I do. I do. Maybe I like it. As a matter of fact, I've got a ping pong paddle here. Oh! God, that hurt.
Is he kidding? I don't know, but Chris Norton is on the line. All right, so be aware of that, folks. I don't know what that means, but be aware of... I guess it's Full Stink Optima. Hey, Chris, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, we have on the line here, we have Don Mixa.
I'm not coming on, you rotten...
Hey, Chris, you there?
Yeah, I am, Mr. Henry. This is awesome. Listen, I'm here at Thraw City.
Chris, we were wondering if you had any money you could put behind Lang Delton. No, we do not.
We have a lot of people that we want to back, you know, but...
B.O.B.
What is that?
Okay, hang up on him, will you?
Late. Okay, see you later, Don.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay, so anyway, as we were saying, Chris, you know, that was the fondest hope, I think, of Margaret. I was thinking that Throb City could put some money behind Lang Delton.
Well, I mean, I'd like to do that, Miss Gray, but I don't know if that's going to be possible in the current existing conditions. You know, right now, we're just worried about coronavirus and trying to get through the best way we know how.
So how are you guys suspending production?
Yeah, pretty much. Although, you know, I've often kidded, but in a lot of ways I feel I'm being serious. My immune system is pretty intense because of the power of my sexisms. And
what's sexism?
I mean, my sex. But you guys aren't going to believe it.
No, of course I won't believe it. Trying to tell me because you have a strong sex drive, you got a great immune system.
I'm just saying that I don't think Corona has no chance against the wealth of Seth's energy.
All right, Norton, what other movies you're making? Let's talk about something in reality.
Yeah.
Honestly, Chris, you are not going to put people at risk that way.
No, I didn't say I was. I just said if you bluff off of me, yeah. If you left off of me, my Seth would be able to sleep.
You're talking too fast now, Chris. Every time you talk fast, we don't understand it.
Yeah, what did you say?
If you left off of me, my Seth would be able to beat down...
Yeah, you say beat off the corona.
I say beat off, said be down.
Be down?
Beat down, man. Every time.
Yeah, everybody's got to complain with us today, man. All we do is our job as journalists. We ask the hard questions.
I got a hard question for you right now.
Now, Chris, I heard your recent comments on Instagram. I know you wanted to discuss this. Relative to coronavirus, you started out talking about it.
I know this is probably not the time or the place, because I know the coronavirus is got a lot of people talking about it, but I wanted to get into, because there's been some rumors about the size of my penis that I think are pretty wrong, and
what are you talking about?
Ms. Gray, I'm just saying, in the adult film world, people have been spreading rumors about how my penis is, you know, not as big. And I know that, you know.
Yeah, you're right. We do have some problems. We have the coronavirus is bad.
Well, okay, but I preface my remarks by saying the corona is bad and everything's bad, and I know it's not the time and place, but I do want to straighten some things. I want to get some stuff said about how big my penis is.
Okay, how big is it?
I don't want to say, but let's just say it's as large as as people have said.
Have you been in a film where we actually see it?
No, because I'm a producer director, and I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed to show your penis in one of your films because you're producer-director.
That's correct. Once I become a performer, then I'll be able to go ahead and, you know, let it hit the floor and roll to the wall, man. You know?
Oh, bull crap. Are you kidding me, man?
What do you guys... This is very embarrassing, Mr. Ernie. If I work on adult film and a guy trying to tell me don't hit the wall...
Hey, Chris, you go really fast when you get nervous. Let's just say this. You wanted to straighten out some things about the size of your penis.
Right, and I didn't want it to be... I didn't want to pee.
You don't want to pee?
No, I didn't want it to appear as if I'm taking advantage of a very serious situation with the corona.
Coronavirus?
Coronavirus, yeah.
Okay. You're not doing that, so what do you want to say?
I want to simply say that my penis is large, and the rumors that it's not big, you know what, who cares, man?
There you go. Who cares? The big question, and the answer is no one. Not as long as you're not on camera.
I'm not on... I'm on camera because, let me tell you something, I've been a fill-in. My ass has been, I basically have been a stunt ass in a lot.
Been a stunt ass? So you only your rear end is showing?
Yeah. But once my face is shown, then I am fully, then they have to show the penis, and you'll see then.
Okay, well, I tell you what, Chris, put yourself in a movie where we see your penis, and we'll know that it's big.
Man, I can tell.
Oh, really, man? I mean, we got to get going here, but...
Okay, well, never mind. Okay, I got a micro dick. Who gives a...
You know, Chris, Phil gave you a spot here.
No, but you guys don't ever let me say...
Sorry, Chris, I had to run, baby. We got to get going.
Phil's got to talk to his girlfriend.
No, not necessarily. Listen, our chat is coming up tonight. Did I say tomorrow? Tonight. Is today? Yeah. Tonight, our chat here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't miss it, baby. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. And tonight, we got some... Got some information you're going to be rolling out. Yeah. Tonight on the chat, you'll find out the name of this girlfriend, man. And other stuff. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Sempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast One. Woohoo! Shit. I want to talk about the size of my penis. No, I'm talking about Chris. I know. Give it a hard time. I'm